Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Jason Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be taking his son back to school for his second semester.
I took my daughter back.
You did that this weekend?
Yep. I took my daughter back on Saturday morning. Got on 81, took her back down to Blacksburg.
Fun ride.
It's just
this is what you heard a lot of.
We're driving down 81. We're probably an hour outside of Blacksburg,
right.
And I'm in the left lane.
Yeah,
and we're past the tractor trailer, and I probably passed about 800 of them.
Right.
But we passed the tractor trailer, and all of a sudden, I heard this loud boom.
Okay.
And it sounded like a bomb went off.
Right.
My wife and my daughter are sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this, I don't know what it was, but it sounded like a bomb.
Yeah.
I thought it was a tire. I thought it was the tractor trailer's tire that blew. I thought originally it could have been mine.
Sure.
But there was, you know, I could feel I was still cruising along. So it wasn't my tire. I thought it might have been his tire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it scared the poop out of me. And it woke my wife and daughter up. They were like, what? What's going on?
Right.
By the way, it's just the three of you? The one daughter hangs back?
Yes.
You let her stay in the house by herself?
She did. She had some stuff. She had a softball workout on Saturday afternoon. And I wanted her to stay home, take care of the dog. She was good. Anyway, so I heard this loud boom. And it turns out something fell off the back of the truck. It was in the middle of the road.
Don't.
My wife saw it.
Do you know what it was?
I couldn't tell. I was going so fast.
Out of like an 18-wheeler?
Something fell off the truck. Either it fell out of the cargo section or it was something that was attached to the truck and fell off the truck. That's why it made a loud boom. But it scared the poop out of me.
Sure.
And I'm thinking.
Scary.
And I was thinking to myself, if I was in that lane, if I was in the right lane behind the tractor trailer, I don't know how there wasn't an accident. Because it was sitting right in the middle of the road.
Well, I mean, just like I know the drab T-shirt worries about this. I do every single time I see a logging truck on the road. Because, hello, I've seen Final Destination 2.
Yeah.
And
behind the logging
truck. The opening death scene in Final Destination 2 is triggered by a logging truck that loses its load on the highway.
Yeah.
And then mass chaos erupts. It's a huge pileup. Fireballs everywhere.
Right.
People are dying. There's carnage. So anytime I see a logging truck and or a fuel tanker on the road, I try to stay as far away as possible.
I know. Every time I just try and speed past the 18-wheelers because nothing good can come from that.
No, it cannot.
And but anyway, so I took her down and we left really early on Sunday. Well, not really early. We had breakfast and then we came back Sunday morning because I wanted to be back for the first game. But, I mean, I'm a softie. It's just hard to leave her.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's hard to leave the girl.
Sure.
And she's walking into her dorm and she looks back at me and says, bye, I love
you. Sniffling?
I mean. You're
fighting off the creepers?
It's just emotional.
Yeah, she's probably ready to be back with her friends.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah, he's not ready.
I understand
and
that.
And the reason she's back this week is classes don't start until the Tuesday after MLK Day. But the reason she's back this week is because she's rushing. And they don't allow freshmen to rush in the fall semester. You have to wait a semester. So all these people that are rushing in fraternities and sororities are there this week, even though classes don't start until the following week.
Right.
So that's the reason she decided to go back a week early.
She wants to be a sorority girl.
Well, possibly. She'll go through the process. And if she likes one particular sorority, hopefully she gets in. If not,
see, I wouldn't worry quite as much about like a girl rushing a sorority as you would like a boy at a fraternity. Because you just feel like,
what with the hazing?
Or, you know, they're going to be blindfolded and in a dungeon somewhere and forced to drink like
100 shots.
Somebody's going to die.
Yeah.
You always think it's just way more vicious and the hazing is just on a different level with guys than it is with girls.
Okay, but here's the problem. Sororities do what? They hang out with fraternities.
They do, generally.
So sorority girls hang out with fraternity boys.
That's usually the way it works.
And fraternity boys are bad news.
Right.
All right. I hung out with you clowns in college. Mm-hmm. I know what you like to do. You like to take advantage of sorority girls. All right. That's a problem for me.
That is a problem.
All right. So I won't be upset if she doesn't like any sororities and decides to go elsewhere. So.
Right.
But
chooses the non-Greek lifestyle.
It was a quick turnaround for me. Oh, actually, Friday night, I went to my favorite sushi spot in Ashburn, Passion Fin.
Ah, very good.
All right.
You guys did your last supper.
And we're the
as
last
a family.
Supper. Yep, it was the four of us having dinner. It was packed. I got a glass of wine.
I don't like
got
that.
It
was packed.
You wouldn't like it.
I don't like that aspect of
but
it.
But this particular restaurant's got a good vibe to it. Mm-hmm. It's just really good. Anyway, the food's awesome. So sat down, had a glass of wine, ordered our food, and then one of the servers comes up to me and goes, "Hey, who's that guy standing up at the bar? Isn't that the new coach of the Redskins?" And I looked over. And it wasn't Riverboat Ron, but it was Jack Del Rio.
Okay. Nice.
So Jack Del Rio's in there having a cocktail, waiting for his table with two other guys I didn't recognize.
Right.
Yeah, two guys ask him, "Why are you switching to the 4-3?
Right.
Yeah.
And so I thought about going up to him.
Ooh, that's a bold move.
He sat right next to me. Okay. Well, not two tables behind me.
Yeah.
I thought about going up to him and say, "Hey, coach, welcome. Welcome to town.
Right.
This is a great spot." Mm-hmm. But I felt like too much of a dork. I wouldn't
do right. It's probably a better move.
So I just walked by him.
Yeah.
But Jack Del Rio hanging out at my sushi spot on
Friday.
Look
at that.
Night. Yep.
Finding the new haunts in Ashburn.
Yeah.
He's going to hang out at.
That's the best spot for sushi if he's living in Ashburn.
He said nothing but positive things about the Redskins' defensive talent.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, we'll see. Minuski got crushed for years. What if there's no jump?
Oh, you know there has to be a jump.
There to be a jump from whatever they finished, 28th in defense and yards. I mean, they were at the bottom or near the bottom of all the statistical categories. Like, you have to look at which one, against the run, against the pass, whatever. But what if there's not a significant jump? So you're just assuming that Del Rio takes over, and now we're going to have this
Del Rio and
defense.
Rivera.
Okay.
They're both, you know, defensive guys. Yes.
I would hope.
I expect it to be maybe not a significant jump, but I expect there to be a jump.
Yeah.
And then if you want to compare this year to year three of Rivera, I would expect there was a significant jump there.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying defensively.
Like, by the end of year,
you may draft Chase Young, which is going
to
help.
By the end of year two, they need to have like a top 15 to top 17 statistical defense.
That's to
you're
me.
You're getting into the top half.
I would
take top half after what they've been
of
late.
1 year.
Well, I don't think you can do that in the snap of a finger in 1 year. But
it's asking a lot, but maybe. But after 2 years, I would agree with Cakes.
Yeah, you got to be top 15. If you're not top 15, failure.
Mm-hmm. But
if you're middling around like in the 20s or 22, not good enough.
But your quarterback has to get better.
That too.
By the way, I'm going to guess, had you gone up to Jack Del Rio, was he sitting at the bar?
He was standing at the bar, yeah.
Standing at the bar.
Just waiting for his table.
He would have been better than when Cakes went up to Jeff Van Gundy at the U.S. Open.
Well, Jeff Van Gundy, I mean, not a people person, okay? And I was young and stupid, and why would he want to do our radio show? He's never heard of us.
Yeah.
We're just a bunch of kids.
What about me with Thomas Bryant? Were you there? I was there.
I was
right behind us.
Yeah, I wouldn't have talked to him in a billion years. Yeah, JP did. JP thought it was the right venue for it.
When Mike Shanahan was hired, Mike Shanahan was in the Clydes right in Ashburn, right mm-hmm. near my house.
I believe we did an appearance there back in the day.
We did, yes.
We did.
We did our hometown happy
hours.
Many
moons ago.
Remember that? Remember,
yeah.
It was 8,000 people there.
Yeah,
it was huge.
But that was the same restaurant that Mike Shanahan, so Shanahan maybe a week after he was hired, was there when I was there having dinner, and I went up to him and said, "Coach, how you doing? Welcome to town.
Right.
You know, good luck with everything." And I said, "You know, are you looking for a house in this area?" He said, "Yes." He was very nice, very cordial. And I thought about doing that with Del Rio, but I pushed out. He didn't want to talk to anybody.
I don't have a problem with
that. In the end, they never care.
There's no chance he wanted to talk to any fans. Maybe he did. I don't know. But he didn't want to talk to anybody. He just wanted to talk to
his... Here's what he wanted to do. Get a few drinks in him and have some sashimi. And some miso soup.
That's right.
That's what he wanted to do.
Exactly. And a Kirin Light.
Yeah, probably three or four of them.
By the way, Drabby comes in during the break and says, how could you go to sleep at 8:30 last night at halftime of the Packers Seahawks game? I said, dude, I was
easily
tired. By the way, I'm getting sick again.
Right.
I've got this head cold again. Last night I couldn't sleep.
You and EB, man.
You guys can't shake
your
the sickness.
Systems are horrible.
So how about this? So I took some melatonin, which I always do. I watched the first half of the game. It was 21-3. I figured game's over. Okay, maybe Seattle makes a little bit of a game, but they're not going to win. So I said, game's over. And so I felt like poop all night, and it was about midnight, and I felt like my head was going to explode. So I took some NyQuil, but I didn't take a full shot of it. Mm-hmm. I took about a half shot of it because I figured that would help me sleep.
So you layered that in with the melatonin.
That used to be your go-to.
I know.
Well, and alcohol? Was there alcohol involved?
No.
None?
Just the alcohol and the NyQuil.
Okay.
But I figured that's going to help me sleep, and it did, but man, I'm tired right now.
Yeah. It's struggling.
Yeah, the effects have not worn off yet. But I told Drabby, he's like, dude, you can stay up. I can't. I can't physically do it. I was tired.
But did you stay up on Saturday night?
Well, yeah, but I don't have to get up at 4.
The point is, you can stay up. You might feel it the next day.
Well, if I didn't have to get up, of course I would have stayed
up. It's not like
you're
just naturally... You're not naturally falling asleep because you're taking melatonin and you're taking NyQuil.
No, but I wasn't feeling
good. So you
could
stay up by choice. You're knocking yourself out.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to sleep 8 hours every single night.
I
mean, you could have gone to bed at 10.
Believe me, I
didn't. 6 hours.
No, because my body just, my head hurts so bad, I just figured I just wanted to go to sleep.
Right. And, you wanted to. It wasn't that you couldn't stay up. You purposefully took drugs to help knock yourself out.
No, I was starting to wear down. I was starting to wear
so
down.
So then why do you have to take the melatonin and the NyQuil?
Because
if you're starting to wear down,
double dip,
because it helps me fall asleep quicker.
Naturally.
Yeah.
No, because I could just lay there in bed for 2 hours the way I was feeling.
Or you could stay up and watch the game for 2 hours.
Again, 21-3, I figured I didn't have to stay up for that.
Yeah, I thought it was done. Here was tilting me over the weekend. All the drive to MGM National Harbor. I love MGM National Harbor. Do not get me wrong. But I love MGM National Harbor when I go there from here.
Right.
When I go there from my house, back-to-back nights.
I can't imagine your Friday commute. Like, I didn't come to the company, the Entercom Christmas party. Okay? That was on Friday.
It was.
If you're leaving from Montgomery County and you're shooting through Virginia, if there's no traffic, well, you're from Olney is further away. For me, it's 45 to 50 minutes. But in the heart of traffic, it could be an hour and a half, 2 hours.
It was an hour and 20 minutes on Friday night. And then I got to the Entercom holiday party, and I was tired from all the dancing that I was doing at the party, because I dance all the time.
Right.
Something I love to do.
They were just playing the Humpty Dance in a loop.
But then driving back for EB's surprise party on Saturday, easier drive, less traffic. But still, it's 50 minutes door to door.
Welcome to my world.
And then back home.
I thought it was going to be over an hour.
I didn't get a room for the night.
It only took you 50 minutes.
Yeah, roughly.
That's pretty good.
Because I was big stupid, didn't get a room, drove back. You know what?
Also, it was 50 minutes because he was running late. He was going fast. He had to have been going fast because he was afraid he's going to ruin the surprise.
No, I wasn't. I honestly wasn't that worried about
ruining. Did you do the express lane?
Express lane? No, I don't go that way. I go through Maryland. You go
through
Virginia.
Maryland?
Go through Maryland.
Longer route.
I don't think so.
It is.
I jump on the ICC, bang, I'm on 495.
Oh, well, you're doing the ICC.
Yes.
You're not taking 270.
No!
But if you had the 270 spur and you had a choice, going the Virginia way is faster.
Maybe.
I just figure either way, it's going to be an hour and a half on a Friday night in rush hour. But it only took you 50 minutes.
No, 50 minutes on Saturday.
Oh, on Saturday.
Friday, an hour 20.
Okay, I got you. All right.
How was the Entercom soiree?
It was a good time. Had fun. Had a
Anything
few drinks.
Special?
Anything special?
Yeah, I don't know. Was there?
Did you talk to anybody that you usually don't talk to in the office?
A few people, yes. I also, a few people whose names just escape me.
Right, you need name tags.
Sorry, names just escape me. And it's weird because my wife is there, and I'm like, oh, this is my wife, Amy. And then they have to fill in the blank.
Right.
Like, hey, I'm blank. Now, some people I obviously know, I know their names, or they've already met.
Right.
But then when it's somebody that my wife hasn't met, and I'm not 100% sure of their name, makes it a little bit awkward.
You don't have the routine. Like, I've told my wife in those situations, I was like, if I introduce you and they don't introduce a name, you need to say, hi, I'm Jessica.
Yeah.
And then
I always start by saying, this is my wife, Amy. And they reciprocate.
Right.
Hi, my name's Ted.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Janet. Fill in the blank.
Well, look, there's
helps five, out your boy.
There's five radio stations here.
Yeah.
we're kind of like our own little fraternity here.
Right.
And there's sales and there's all these business people. There's turnover. I mean, it's understandable.
There's a lot of churn.
How are you going to know all these people?
Can't. It's impossible to know everybody.
So how long were you there at the company party?
Probably stayed till about 9:15-ish.
Well, that's a quick hitter.
Yeah, 7 to 9:15, something like that, 2 hours.
No gambling?
No gambling.
So your driving time.
Back-to-back nights.
The worst is
no
gambling. Your driving time was longer than your party time.
Pretty much, yeah.
Now, on Saturday, you hung around longer, I would imagine.
Yeah, but I'd say it's about 9:30.
Oh, you did? See, I stuck around till like 10:30. I think at 10 is when they cut off the free cocktails.
Okay, good.
Because when I got my second drink, the waitress, and she was busy, she was like, well, this one's going to be on you. I was like, that's fine.
I wonder what that bill was.
And I just couldn't believe.
That bill had to be healthy.
Well, I'll tell you this. My one IPA plus my one margarita was 11 for the IPA,
yeah.
17 for the margarita. So 28 plus tax plus
tip.
That's a
fancy margarita right there.
And like I said, plus an extra $15 to the babysitter because hung around an extra hour.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Got to have somebody to watch the little one.
So how much of the Ravens game were you able to watch on Saturday night at the bar?
Honestly, at the bar, I mean.
You were probably talking the whole time.
Yeah, talking. I was playing shuffleboard at the end.
Yeah, you could watch it.
I mean, it depends. I mean, he was playing shuffleboard. You could watch the whole thing. Everybody was stunned at what was happening. Because, you're at Tap Sports Bar. It was nothing but TVs. We were in a back room. So it was a back room, a private room set up, and it has a bunch of TVs there.
Yeah.
So if you stayed in the back room, you could just watch.
A lot of salty Ravens fans in attendance.
Oh, I bet.
When I walked out, a lot of salty Ravens fans.
It was getting a little bit rowdy.
Oh, it was?
After you left.
Late?
Because then it was over.
Like, right.
You knew it was over.
Yeah.
The crowd was getting
restless inside tap.
I heard some people throwing stuff, kicking chairs.
Really?
Yeah.
It was getting that intense.
Because it was pretty late at that point.
Big day for IJS brand.
Yes, it is. You need to put the paddles in that, Valdez.
All right, phone number if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We will talk some NFL coming up at 8 o'clock with Jason Lockenfour, now an NFL insider for Radio.com. And we'll talk about the Caps, 8:45, Center Ice with Lars Eller. Here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. In the 6 o'clock hour, we open up talking about the NFL playoffs. And we talked about the Ravens losing. And we wondered if they choked, and we didn't take one call.
Well, we didn't get
one
call.
Are people distraught that the Ravens are out? Cakes is kind of anti-Titans.
Well, I don't think that many people in D.C., especially the what's left of the Redskins fan base, I don't think they're distraught that the Ravens are out. I think most Skins fans either detest or don't care about the Ravens.
Don't care that
they're eliminated from the playoffs.
I don't know that I agree with you. 800-636-1067. I'm wondering if people are upset that the Ravens are out because they're like the most exciting team to watch. Lamar Jackson's the most popular jersey, right?
That may be the case.
He's the most popular jersey in the
NFL.
But
I'm just telling you, there are lots of Redskins fans who can't stand the Ravens and vice versa. Like, they don't care if they get wiped off the face of the planet.
What about regular football fans? I think regular
That's
football
different.
Fans, I think,
I wanted
the Ravens,
Ravens
to advance. You
Absolutely.
Wanted to see the Ravens against the Chiefs.
Yes.
You wanted to see more Lamar Jackson.
But if I was a hardcore Skins fan, I can see where Cakes is going with this. I'm maybe not that upset that the Ravens are out. But who has the Super Bowl this year? Is it CBS or Fox or NBC? I don't even know who has it.
I thought it was Fox.
I think, it is Fox.
Whoever has the Super Bowl, they want the Chiefs.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't want the Titans.
They do not want the Tennessee Titans pulling another upset.
But are people pulling for this Cinderella story, this 9-7 Titans team where the quarterback throws for 18 yards a week and Derrick Henry runs for 400?
He didn't throw for 100 yards, but he had two touchdown passes and a touchdown run.
He did.
Like, if I had to grade Tannehill's performance, probably give him an A. Limited opportunities. He didn't turn the ball over. He had two touchdown passes and a touchdown run.
I would agree. It's just rare. So, I mean, I don't know how fans are feeling about
and
this
I would
Titans
grade
team, but
Lamar.
Are they too boring for you? Are the Titans too boring of an offense for you?
They're too boring for me.
I know Cakes doesn't like
I'm
it.
I'm raising my hand. Too boring. And yes, the Super Bowl is on Fox. It's on CBS and NBC the next 2 years.
All right.
800-636-1067. I do wonder if anybody's buying in. I went and looked at Marcus Pollard's Twitter, and I guess he's just been staunchly anti-Lamar Jackson all along and saying that it's a system that works in the regular season, but he just doesn't believe it's going to work in the playoffs. And I do remember when I do remember when Colin Kaepernick made it to the Super Bowl, people were saying, see, it can work, but it didn't win the Super Bowl.
It didn't, but they had first and goal from the 7.
Correct.
And had some awful play calls.
Who won the Super Bowl that year, Valdez? Remind everybody. Please remind them. Especially
the Ravens.
The Ravens, yes.
Joe Flacco. Elite.
Exactly. Valdez's favorite word to describe NFL quarterbacks is elite.
800-636-1067. I will say I'm disappointed. I'm not a Redskins fan, so maybe I'm different.
I don't care. As long as the Titans don't advance,
well, the Titans,
I'm fine.
The Titans in the championship game feel like Blake Bortles and the Jaguars a couple years ago in the championship game. You know what I mean?
It's just
not supposed to be
they're
there.
An outlier.
I don't really believe they're going to win.
I can't believe that people are going to hitch their wagons. Well, we got to run the ball like these Titans are doing. It's just, that's not the way that the NFL is trending. This is an outlier. Don't fall in love with...
Runs the ball a lot.
Okay, they
and
do.
And Green Bay runs the ball a lot.
They're running more than they have been.
Baltimore, who lost.
It just depends on who
I know. This is the year of the run. Everybody's infatuated with the running game. But it's so fun.
If you have a guy who can do it, you have to take advantage of it.
Of course. Of course you do. But generally, the NFL in 2020 is a more pass-centric league. It just happens that this year, the playoff teams, they're all run-centric.
Well...
Cakes might go crazy if it's a 49ers-Titans Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It just can't be the Titans.
He won't even watch it.
I don't want to remember the Titans, to use a bad pun. Okay, I don't want to see them. I don't want to see the 2 weeks of media stories about the stupid Titans and Derrick Henry rushing for 180 yards per game.
If it's 49ers-Titans, the waste management party might take off this year.
I might be there. I might be there with you.
Who won your Sony Open or whatever it was this week?
That was Cam Smith.
Yeah, Cam Smith won it, and I'm in four pools. And I mean, I got so many guys I'm rooting for each week.
Yeah. Brendan Steele choked. You missed it.
I missed it. Yeah. What time did that end?
Missed a lot.
What did that end? About 11?
Probably.
It's 5 hours back, right? So it probably ended around 6 their time.
All right, let's go to the
phones. A little bit earlier.
800-636-1067. Your thoughts on the Ravens, the number one seed, the Super Bowl favorite, being bounced out by the Tennessee Titans.
Let's go to Ryan in Burke. Ryan, what's up? You're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm a huge Redskins fan, and I couldn't be happier the Ravens lost. I texted all my friends the quote from Coach Yost from Remember the Titans, and I'm just super excited the Ravens lost.
What is the quote?
I don't remember. I can't remember it.
But let me pull it up for you right here.
You don't remember it. You got to pull it up.
He says, you make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Valdez, hate. This is the worst call of the week for Valdez.
So cheesy.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for the call.
I do remember liking the movie, but it's not that memorable in my mind.
Well, not that quote.
To remember any quotes from the movie.
Let's go to Mook in Manassas. What's up, Mook? You're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Mook's gone.
He bailed. Let's go to Sean in Fort Washington. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I guess I am one of the few Redskins fans that is a Ravens fan once the Redskins are eliminated by, like, week five most years.
Right.
So I am bummed. I'm bummed they're out. But I'm rooting for the underdog Titans. I mean, Tannehill admittedly has only thrown for 150 yards in these two games, but for his 10 regular season starts, he was averaging about 250 and running around and making things happen. So I think they can get exciting if they have to.
Beyond Derrick Henry having a big game, to me that's somewhat understandable. What were your thoughts on the Ravens offense being held to 12 points?
I mean, it was ridiculous. I don't understand how they could contain Lamar Jackson the way they did. And I mean, they just seemed so dynamic and then looked like garbage.
Yeah.
No, that part was shocking. I mean, they ran almost 100 plays and to get 12 points. And six of those were from Tucker. It was just shocking.
Lack of red zone success.
Red zone, they were really bad. Yeah.
How many runs did Lamar have?
20.
He broke off a couple of long ones, but more often than not, it seemed like they did a good job containing him.
They did, yeah.
Did they do something different than other defenses that the Ravens have seen this year?
Well, they did the same thing that the Chargers did last year in the playoffs a lot of times. They had seven DBs, two down linemen a lot of the time, which keeps Lamar from getting to the sideline a lot of different times, and obviously it makes it more difficult.
And if Ingram's not healthy to be able to go through all those
and
DBs,
he wasn't.
It's going to be tough to do.
And he wasn't, yep.
800-636-1067. Well, I'm just wondering, why wouldn't more teams employ that?
I don't know. Maybe they will going forward.
But if Ingram was healthy, it could have been a little different.
Well, that was the main reason why they got Ingram in the offseason was the Chargers game. That was the exact reason why they got him, because they needed someone downhill and bruising. So in case any team wanted to stack it with defensive backs, that you could just run right through it. And if he's not healthy, you're not able to do that. Now you're limited.
Let's go to Scott in Crofton. What's up, Scott? You're on with the Jucks. Good morning.
What's up, guys? Hey, so living in Crofton, in the middle of Anne Arundel County, it's a good mix of Skins and Ravens. And I'm not so against the Ravens being out as I am glad to not hear their fans anymore, because they are just the most annoying people when it comes to the playoffs, hearing what they have to say every week, how they're going to find tickets to the Super Bowl for Miami in October. I'm over hearing that crap, and I'm just glad it's over with.
Uh-huh. And Valdez, maybe you can answer this, because beyond your ticket purchase, my buddy Stumper also had tickets for – he went on Saturday, and then I think he had tickets for the championship game. Is that just the way that it had to go? Like, did you have to buy a two-game package, or you just chose to do it? Were they separate?
Well, the way that I was able to do it was through the team in a way, and so – They offer the divisional and championship round.
Got
so
you.
I figure I'm.
And then so they just refund you.
Yes.
Got you. All right. My buddy Stumper, I think, had. That's why he didn't go to the party on Saturday night. He went to the Ravens game.
Yeah.
And he, I think he's a season ticket holder who actually sold every regular season game ticket.
Look at that move.
Because his kids have, you know, travel soccer and this and that, couldn't go to games. But he wanted to go to the playoff games. And he called me like two or three times. He's like, man, I don't know. I probably should go to EB's party. I was like, dude, he's not going to know the difference. Don't sweat it.
Right.
Go to the game.
Yeah. Valdez, what was the vibe at halftime in the stadium?
Everyone's pretty optimistic.
Yeah, because they played an awful first half.
You think about it. You're playing like crap, and you're really only down 8 points, one score.
Right.
And you can still.
But you're right there.
And you got the MVP of the league.
Yeah. So it's not like everyone was nervous, because, you know, being down one score is nothing.
Yeah.
Well, especially for
ask
them.
The Chiefs.
Yeah, especially for them. I don't know. I was just shocked at the way they played. Like I said, I thought that the Ravens would come out, win the game pretty easily. I didn't think that the Titans could duplicate what they did against the Patriots, and I was completely and 100% wrong.
Let's go real quick to Brian in Atlanta, guessing listening on radio.com. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Definitely. Being a Redskin fan, watching RG3 and Kirk Cousins lose this weekend, I mean, I like that. It was a great weekend.
I mean, RG3 has nothing to do with it, though.
You still care about him. He's a backup.
PB does. Watched him in the final week when he got his start.
Yeah, definitely. Have a great day, guys. Talk to you.
Yep.
All right. 800-636.
For listening in Atlanta.
1067 is the number if you want to chime in on the divisional round of the NFL playoffs.
Hey, Ricky's, now is the best time to replace your windows to improve the comfort of your home and to help lower heating bills. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs replacement windows direct from their own factory without the middleman markup, which is our thing. Don't miss Thompson Creek's incredible winter window sale with $200 off every window plus zero interest financing until August 2021. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK now or see thompsoncreek.com online for all your details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington talking about the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. To me, the biggest story of the weekend, the Ravens going down to the Tennessee Titans, who are on a Cinderella roll. They knock off New England at Foxborough, and then they come to Baltimore to take on the number one seed, the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, who's likely to win the MVP, and they beat them to advance to the AFC Championship. Cakes. Would rather see anybody in the Super Bowl than the Tennessee Titans.
Just for selfish purposes, because all I'm going to hear for like a month, if the stupid Titans and Derrick Henry carrying the ball 30 times per game win, is thought the running game doesn't matter. You don't want to ever want to pay a running back top tier money. All of these things are true. So I want the Titans to lose 34-3 at the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend. Thank you very much.
And even though Damian Williams had a nice game for the Chiefs, that's Patrick Mahomes slinging the ball all over the field.
That, you know what that
leading
is?
Leading them to 51
that's,
points.
That's what is all's well with the NFL, with Pat Mahomes doing that, with that sort of production
you love it.
And that sort of offense, that sort of high-flying offense that people actually like to watch.
If you want
to like to digest
it. 800-636-1067. And wondering if football fans, Redskins fans, are upset that the Ravens are out, because to me, they were probably the most intriguing team to watch in the NFL this season. Lamar Jackson selling more jerseys than anybody else. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
Let's go to Marcus in Fredericksburg. What's up, Marcus? You're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, I just thought the Ravens QB, his passes were not pretty in the first half. I think the nerves got the best of him. I wanted to see the Ravens win. But I watched all the other playoff games, and everybody else stepped up. But it looked like the nerves got the best of him. His passes were definitely not tight spirals, and I think he was just rattled a little bit.
Yeah, he you know, Valdez, you can attest to this. I mean, that one that he threw, I don't remember what receiver was breaking into the end zone, but he threw it like 20 yards over his head, like out of the end zone. You know that particular pass I'm talking about?
Was that like Snead?
Was it the Snead?
It might have been a Snead.
Seth Roberts?
Wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Like, he just completely threw that one out of the end zone.
Now, he did have
like
a couple
I said,
receivers.
He made some really nice throws.
Of course. I mean, he completed 30 passes. Some of them were nice. But he had some guys drop balls.
Yep.
But he also was not sharp for the majority of that game.
Have you seen him play that poorly this season?
Probably his worst game was against Pittsburgh, and that was like week 3.
Right, very early in the season.
Week 3 or week 4.
Yeah, he just seemed off, and it wasn't even close a lot of times.
By the way, if you're looking at the team rushing stats for the regular season, numbers 2 and 3 are in championship weekend.
Right.
The 49ers finished second in rushing behind the Ravens. The Titans finished third. The Packers are about middle of the pack. And then the Chiefs are way down their bottom third.
Right.
So you've got two heavy rushing teams, one that's kind of pretty balanced, and then one that just throws the ball.
Let's go to Jay calling in. He's going to win the award for the call-in from the furthest place away from D.C. today, I would guess, calling in from the Netherlands. What's up, Jay? Good morning. Or good afternoon.
What's up, Nick? Yeah, afternoon, 1:45 in the afternoon.
Very good.
What are you doing in the Netherlands? I assume it's for work.
We are here for my wife's work, actually, temporary assignment.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So what did you think about the NFL playoffs?
I'm tired.
I bet you are.
So I made the trip. I went to the game. Just got back. I disagree with Valdez just a little bit. My section was panicked. We didn't like what we were seeing. We had problems with the big backs in the past, Chubb in week 4 being probably the obvious example there. And that last call, I'm going to disagree a little bit with him, too. Lamar had 6 drops put on him, and some of those drops, they were hitting the receivers were getting hit in their hands.
Right.
But, I mean, Lamar's not responsible for that. And you take away that one interception that was to Mark Andrews that came off his hands as well. I mean,
that's a high pass.
It wasn't a great pass, though. It was high.
No,
I think the first hit him right in the shoulder pad. You got to catch that.
Yeah, you're right.
It went right through his hands. I don't know.
Well, he also had the bum ankle, so he had no lift.
The team looked bad. What do you want to say?
Yeah, the whole team looked
bad. You can't really. Yeah.
Let's talk about the defense. Everyone's killing Lamar. The defense sucked.
The team was so bad, Jay fled to the Netherlands. He said, I'm going overseas to get away from the Ravens.
His wood shoes?
Yeah, clogs. He's wearing clogs and probably smoking weed as he's making
and you
this
know
call.
What? And you know what? Bernard Pollard is an idiot. All right? And I'm going to tell you exactly why he's an idiot.
Why is
because,
that?
Because he's doing his group text saying, this offense, is it sustainable? Well, Saturday's offense wasn't what the Ravens' offense ran the entire season.
Right.
So, of course, it's not sustainable.
Man, he's a tool.
Yeah, he's got sour grapes because Ozzie let him go after they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there it is.
He was so rooting for the Titans.
No, he definitely was.
Absolutely. All right, safe trip back, buddy.
All right, man.
Enjoy the red light district.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Let's go to Chucky in the county seat of Prince George's County, I believe, Upper Marlboro.
Yes.
That's right, baby. That's right. Hey, how about that donk? So he's calling from the Netherlands, and he needs a Baltimore.
Yeah, the Netherlands.
I don't know how y'all don't think Baltimore was a victim of that bye week. But, I mean,
victim. They get an extra week of rest while another team's getting its brains beat in. Are you kidding me?
Why wasn't Green Bay the victim of the bye week? Or San Francisco?
Kansas City will start off slow. Hey, what are you talking about? Kansas City start off slow. Kelce dropped that first pass. I mean, I don't think that bye week helped him. And let me ask, I want to ask Valdez something. How you feel about Harbaugh chucking it up on the sideline after they losing the game? I mean, I think his time is
Hold on real quick. Chucky, let me just point something out.
I like I'm a de facto expert now.
All right, Chucky, listen. Teams with the bye in the last 7 years, all right, are 22-6 in their games. 22-6.
Yeah, but not every team, you know, can come off of a bye. They just look flat to me.
Right, 6 out of 28. Didn't.
Right, most come out and win.
You like those percentages?
By the way, you want to get rid of Harbaugh after they went 14-2 this year?
Yeah. Hey, I don't like no coach sitting on the sideline chucking it up after you losing the game.
What do you mean by chucking it up?
He's over there laughing, giving high five as if he's winning.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, they had a camera shot of that with him. He was shaking hands of his staff and laughing all like he's winning.
Oh, well, yeah. You mean when the game was over?
Well, I don't think he was that happy. No, I saw him
happy.
Afterwards.
He
thank
happy.
You, Chucky.
All right, thank you, Chucky.
That's Chuck. What he meant by chucking it up.
Chucky was all over the place.
Yeah,
he's sticking on brand with his name.
Yeah,
Chucky
certainly was
chucking it up.
Let's go to Dave in Jason's favorite state in the union. That's Pennsylvania,
where he was born.
That's
where I'm from.
That's right. You're a Pennsylvanian.
I was there for about 10 days.
That's right.
What's up, Dave?
Tricky.
What
good
part
morning.
Of Pennsylvania, by the way?
Oh, Money Central Pennsylvania, Altoona.
Ah, very good.
So I have some glaring statistics for you that stand out to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about the turnovers. You got three turnovers to Zippy. You got 25% red zone efficiency. So even though they got all those passing yards, can't convert on the 20 in.
That is true.
And lastly, Vrabel dialed up the defense and the sacks. You got 4 for loss of 20, Mike.
Yep.
And plus, you guys are stunned. Come on.
Well, we know. Hey, man, the stats are ready for
we can read a box score.
I don't need to know the stats when I watch the game.
I watched the game.
I know the stats. I know the stats didn't lean towards the Ravens' favor. I mean, it was one sided for the most part.
It was a totally different look. The Ravens had converted every fourth down all year long. Had anybody stopped Lamar Jackson on 4th-and-1?
They were 8 for 8, I believe, in those situations.
And the Titans stuffed them twice. That was unheard of all season long.
Let's go to Mike in Bethesda. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, hey, fellas. You know, everyone's getting a lot of – I mean, obviously, Derrick Henry's the guy here, but the play calling was absolutely unbelievable for the Titans. I mean, you had Tannehill doing a – you know, running the option to score a touchdown and keeping it, which he's never done. They'll bring in Mariota and do a direct snap. I mean, there's a lot of misdirection in their play calling, and they've got real interest. I mean, it's a lot more than a straight running offense. And I will say,
oh, I know. I mean, Henry pulled the Tebow, the jump pass.
Arthur Smith's running a pretty good offense there in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Arthur Smith, baby, Georgetown Prep. That's right.
Oh, I didn't realize
his local ties.
Oh, nicely done.
Yeah, man.
You know, his dad needs a second job. You know who his dad is, right? His dad owns a company. Have you ever heard of FedEx?
Oh, is that his dad?
FedEx? You ever heard of them?
He's struggling.
You know, he worked 10 years in college, another 7 years on top of that, getting up to where he is now. But the guy's a mastermind. The guy's an absolute mastermind as an OC.
Well, he was on Saturday night. No doubt about that.
I just can't see them hanging with the Chiefs. But I said that about the Ravens.
I think I read somewhere.
Can you see them hanging with the Chiefs?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't think they were going to hang with the Patriots or the Ravens.
I thought the Patriots there was a chance.
I think I read this
I thought
about
there was a better chance against them than
Fred
the Ravens.
Fred Smith is a CEO and like founder of FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got the seed money for FedEx by pulling a ROM and going out to Vegas and winning a bunch of money in blackjack, and started FedEx with blackjack winnings.
Nice.
Well, yeah, but you had to have money before that if he was playing big dollar hands.
I don't. I think he made like a school.
Was he a professional gambler?
I think he went out. I'll double check this now. I think he was like basically felted, took what he had left out to Vegas, hit a decent score. And I mean, not like 100 grand or anything like that, like 20 grand.
Right.
And started FedEx with that. And it's now
he started FedEx with 20 grand,
something roughly.
Or they have one truck.
I'm sure he had like 10 credit cards too. Look it up. I'm telling you, I didn't just make it up.
Now he's worth $5.5 billion.
$5.5 billion. It's pretty good.
Our kids nowadays named Arthur. There can't be many kids.
There can't be a lot of Arthurs. Maybe Arts, but not even that many Arts.
Right.
That's kind of an old school name.
Yeah.
It's like good luck finding a woman that's under 70. It's named like Martha.
Mm-hmm.
or Gertrude, or one of those old school names.
Believe on Fox News.
Betty.
Martha McCallum. She's not 70.
I mean, I don't watch Fox News. How would I know that name?
A famous reporter.
Martha McCallum? How old is she?
Probably in her 40s.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, it's an outlier.
Early to mid-40s.
You know what? She's an outlier like Derrick Henry in the stupid Titans offense is an outlier.
For sure.
In the NFL playoffs. Outlier strap.
You just hate it.
You know what the best part of that game was? When that loudmouth, Earl Thomas, who I used to love,
yes.
Until we broke up.
You love him.
Slapped.
Said that the Patriots weren't interested in tackling like the Ravens were.
Right.
And then Derrick Henry.
He goes for more, he goes for more yards.
And used him as a lead blocker. Yeah.
Oh,
I loved it.
That's pretty funny.
He slapped him around.
All right, phone number to chime in, 800-636-1067. But when we come back, Jason Lockham, for NFL Insider for Radio.com, joins us here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.